We are learning Maseches Nazir Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we're starting on the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Since we mentioned about Netzel, and we mentioned about Him Chol Ba'ar, which is Nivus Ev Tar, so we're talking about other things that are liquid. Not awesome. Kol HaNitzuk Tar, Chutz Midvash Hazifim Vatzapiches. All Nitzuk is not considered attached, besides Fedvash Zifim Vatzapiches. And we'll explain what this means. That means that if you poured mashkin tahirim, drink that was tahar, into mashkin tamayim, and there's a steady stream from one to another, the top pitcher does not become, the contents in the top pitcher does not become tamay, even though it's attached to the bottom through this stream. A nitzuk, which is a stream, ain't a chibur. It's not a chibur, not for tumah, not for tahar, it's not called a chibur. Besides for dvash zifim v'tzapiches, dvash zifim is honey, is thick honey. Either the reason zifim, the word zifim comes from mezaifim, that you could play with it, around with it, add water to it because it's so thick, or it's from a place called zayif. And tzapiches is a type of honey that's mixed together with wax. It's very thick honey, these honeys. And therefore, when you pour it, it's like one entity. So it's like one meichel, one food. It's all mechubar together. And it's considered one big eichel, and it's ke'ilu, the elyon and the tachton are mixed together, so then everything becomes tamei. So kol ha'nitzuk is tar, chutz v'dash zifim v'atzapiches. This din of nitzuk comes in a little bit in the sugya of basav v'chala. People sometimes worry about it when they take from an urn into milk. Is it called nitzuk? But it's not. Like upon him, if in Lachal Maisa it's not Nitzuk Shaila, maybe it's Zeya Shaila. Like upon him, call Nitzuk Tar, Chutz V'dash Zifim V'atzapiches. V'shami Yomrim, that it's not only by Dvash, Af HaMikveh Shal Grisim V'shal Pool. Also, if you have a dish made out of Grisim, that's a certain type of beans that are crossed in Rechaim Shal Grusois, which is it's very thick. And or shall pool is beans by itself, whole beans that you made a porridge out of it. So those type of foods also have a din that's mechubar. Why? The place you should let it stack around. Because when I stop pouring, it pops back up, like a yo-yo, comes back up. So let it stack around. So Beishamai is adding on that since it's a let it stack around, so it's also a din of that's mechubar. Not only by Tvash speakers, this case also. So the moral class I like this. Yesh nitzuk l'oichlim, or ain't nitzuk l'oichlim. That means, till now we're talking about mashke. The Tanakam is talking about mashke. He says, all mashke is tahirim, besides for dvash. Dvash is considered one of the mashke. One of the zayim mashke is dvash. So, but dvash is different because there's nitzuk. So what's pshat? There's nitzuk there. That's really a question. Yesh nitzuk l'oichlim, ain't nitzuk l'oichlim. Mi'am rinu mishum de ispe riri. Finish the shayla. Mi'am rinu mishum de ispe riri. V'hani les behu riri. Maybe the reason why we say by Dvash that there it's called Mechubar is because it has Riri. Riri means because it led us lacharehim, because it comes back. I can ask me, so what's Pshat and why Beshame, Chalikus Tanakam Beshame? Teretz is, they argue how much Riri you need. Is mikvah enough to be called that it's coming back? But really, you need Riri. I don't want to show the smichin here, because it's thick. V'alcha smichin. So, shah like this, oichlim are very thick. But when you pour oichlim, it doesn't come back. It doesn't like shoot back at you. But it is very thick. So the question is, what's pshat dvash zifim and sapiches? What's pshat there? It's nitzuk into the Tanakama. Is it because it's thick? So then by Eichel we have the same thing. Or it's because of riri, and riri means that it's attached or it comes back up. So let us lachara, and by Eichel we don't have that. What's the question, Mordechai?
Is
mitzvah
of reason
considered mashkin? No, but Shami holds, as we spoke at Klal, but Shami is not a shayla, but Shami definitely holds riri is a reason to make nitzuk. The shayla was found in Tanakamba. Is Tanakamba agreed that?
The argument in Tanakamba was by mashkin.
Right, it's mashkin and Tanakamba, and Beishami adds on Eichlim. So Beishami definitely holds that by Eichlim you have nitzuk. No shayla about it. By Sleis Lacharel. By Sleis Lacharel, huh?
Who said Tanakamba argues by Eichlim?
So who said? Right, that's the shayla. Exactly the more shayla. Who said he argues? Shayla, yes, what's found in Tanakamba? That's the shayla. What's pshat? Is Tanakamba pshat is could stick? Then he agrees by Eichlim. Or then he would hold by Eichlim once you have it, if it's thick. Or it's pshat that's riri, and by oichlim you don't have riri. If you have a regular oichel, that example of mikvah shagrisa was an oichel that had riri, which means it was seles nachareah. What about oichlim that's just thick, a thick oichel? You have a thick, you have mashed potatoes. You pour it, it does not come back. You stop, it doesn't come back. It doesn't hold on to it. It just keeps on pouring, but it's thick. So is there nitzik by smashed potatoes? That's the question. According to Beis Shama, according to the Shashana, is Tanakam Shah Smichim, or is it Pshat, is it a thick or because of Riri? Amar Rav, Atash was driving a riot. Chelev Hameis Shu Shalim. A chelev of a mace that is shalim, that's complete, ve'tichoy, and you melted it, tamei. The halach is that it's tamei. It's a kazayis. Chelev is considered basar, legabe kazayis mace. Kazayis basar of a mace is matama. Chelev has din of basar. So if it's shalim, and it's a kazayis shalim, as it means, when it says shalim, it's a kazayis shalim, full kazayis, and you melted it, it's tamei. Hoyim beforeid ve'tichoy, but if it was that it was cut into pieces and then you melted it and now it became one, then it's tahar. What's the pshat? So Tosfos explains, because chibur of a adam is not a chibur. If it's mechubur in the first place and then I melt it, so it's still one. So then it's still kazayis. But if it's meforid, which means it's pieces of chelev, and it was never kazayis shalim, and then you melted it and now fused into one, it's a chibur of a adam, and a chibur of a adam does not make a din of kazayis min hameis. That's the halacha in this Tosefta and Ahlos. And we make a dig like this. If we all in shalom, even if it was started off as a kazayis, once I melted it, now it's liquid. Liquid is not considered attached. So why is it considered a kazayis now? It's all liquefied. So what's pshat? So it must be, since it's thick, so therefore, yesh nitzuk ba'ichlim, which means it is called attached, it's called mechubar, and it's a rai, yesh nitzuk ba'ichlim, called stick. Om Rav Zera, ano mar brei de ravina tagamine, hachamay eskinon, goind bahadi de marsichle, solik amuda de nura lepuma de mono, vikarish. De isa kulagavi adadi. So Rav Zera ends like this. The case there, that chelev hameis, you made it into liquid, that's tummy, is that while you cooked it up, it shot up all as one kazayis. It was one kazayis that shot up to the top of the pot, and it got hard there, which means basically it never separated. It always stayed the same. It always stayed together. So therefore, and now it got hard. So since it never separated, therefore it's not considered fused ade adam, and it's never considered that it's separated, and therefore it's a kazayis. The question was that we thought it was nitzgeichlim, it's not nitzgeichlim. It got hard. And it got hard all at once and never separated. Right when I cooked it, it went straight to the top of the pot, and it got stuck over there, and it got hard. The isa kulagabi adadi, it's all one, and there's no shayla of being separate and not having kazayis. You don't have to come on to nitzuk. So it's not a raya from there. So no raya from there. Not a raya. Only Vila Ravashi. Toshima, it says in the end of this Mishnah, Beishami Yomrim, Afa mikvah shagrisim shapul pleishin shleis achareim. So what's the diik? The diik is that it must be a Tanakam agrees there also. It just looks like they were arguing just how much riri do you need. It sounds, because Beishami wouldn't bring in something else that has no shaykhis. But Beishami is clearly out to riri. He says, shleis achareim. And it's Bestavra, Tanakam was out to riri. Just a Tanakam holds any more riri. So it's mashma that other oichlim, let's say mashed potatoes, would not be called a nitzuk, because there it's no riri. Because since the Beishami is saying riri, mistama beisel also, that's more as havamina. And for the Gemara, midir yahasam, mashim the samchin, hakam shim riri. Don't, it's nothing to do with anything. Tanakam is as samchin, sesmichin, because it's thick. And Beishami also because of riri, there's no shaykhis one to another. And he's still staying with a shayla. We're not sure if, according to the Tanakhama, the ish idea of nitzuk l'oichlim or not, which means you have a thick oichel called smichin, is it yesh nitzuk or ain nitzuk? But that's clear. The vash and sepiches Tanakhama holds that there is nitzuk there, because there it has riri. Shayla is, as you hold, even smichin, that the reason is al smichim or not. That's a shayla. We're staying with a shayla. Zot the Gemara Vayit. It's in Mishnah, a molly tarved rekev. You have a spoonful of rekev. Rekev is decomposed basar that or part of the body that turned into like afar. That's what rekev means. Turned into like, looks like dirt. So a molly tarved of that is metame ba'oil, and a nose is megaleich on it. V'kama shi'uroi. What is the shi'ur molly tarved? Chizk yoma molly pieces of yad. A palmful. A palm means from where your fingers start until your wrist. If you open your hand, look down at your hand, from where your fingers start, from where your fingers, where your palm starts, where your fingers end, rather, where your fingers end, where the fingers end until your the end of your fingers, right? The end of your fingers until your wrist, just the palm of your hand. That's pieces ya. So mala pieces ya means from like the way Taisus says it, metchilas pisuk etzbayis ad hazraya, by the beginning where your fingers separate until the zraya, until the wrist. That's where is that's pieces ya. Rechinam mala chafna means that the whole handful, including your fingers. It's like almost double the size. That's what Tarvid means. What's the shear of Tarvid? Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned Mali Tarvid Rekev, Sha'amru, Yeshnu Me'ikar Etzbayis V'Lamayla. It starts from the beginning of your fingers until the end. Pasha means away from the body. It means the whole length of the fingers. That's called Mali Tarvid. Divremei. V'chomayim Mali Chafna means your whole entire hand. So Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan said Tarvid is Mali Chafnav. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Hudam Karabon, Hudam Karabon, very good. El Chizkiya, Keman. Chizki is not like a mayor or the Rabban. It's neither one, because Chizki is saying it goes from where your fingers end until your wrist. And here it says it goes from your fingers away from your body. Lamala. So Mara's two terutzim. Amri, Mali pieces yad, Mali kishri etzbiyayis of Lamala, chat yuru. The same shear. From where your fingers end until your wrist is the same length as from where your fingers start till the end. That's what one Mara's Tarot says. Omale Rav Shimon Bar the Lora Papa of different tarets. Memai the high mekishri atzbayisa v'lamayla. Who said it means larosh? Who said mai the high mekishri atzbayisa v'lamayla means larosh? Who said it means that way? Dilma lamata midi the havli mole pieces. Yeah, maybe it means mekishri atzbayisa v'lamayla means towards your body, towards your wrist, and it's exact same shear. So therefore, it's another tarets. It's not a steer at all. That's what it means. And the Gemara ends right there. We take out the word teiku, side of goyin, side toisvis, also that goes the word teiku. And the Gemara has two terutzim had a shtim, either pieces yad and the din of pieces yad and ikir esparis lamayla is the same, is different things, but it's the same size. Or it means the same thing. Second terutzim, it means the same thing.